It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you have and have had a tremendous Friday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer holding it down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. And once again, thank you to you for hanging out here with us on this Friday. People getting ready for the weekend, people who took the day off, people who are making the money, getting to the money, leaving the money, having a good time, a bad time, everything in between. Thank you. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got yourself a smart speaker. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to talk about. Last night was an ass whooping. We got a game 7. Indiana smacked the Thunder 108-91. Hey, that game 7 is going to take place on Sunday. Sunday, the Florida Panthers have their parade. And speaking of the Stanley Cup Finals, the ratings were not good. Not at all. Kevin Durant is online fighting with Boogie Cousins. The Padres and Dodgers, they've been fighting, it seems like, all week. Sammy Sosa no longer fighting with the Cubs. They have kissed and made up. Big Poppy might be fighting with Rafael Devers. What? Shador Sanders is fighting to save his reputation. Caitlin Clark, it seems like everybody wants to fight her. Angel Reese is making money off of the term me bounds. We got the Friday funny at the end of the show. We got a few things that took place this day in sports history at the end of the show. We got a lot to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, find me online at JR Sport Brief. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, how the hell are you doing on this Friday? You good?
I'm doing great, actually. It's very, very rare that I get out of the subway and not have to sprint to watch the ending of a finals game. Okay. And this one was crazy. It was a blowout.
You feel great because you saw the end of a blowout yesterday?
I feel great because usually it's like I run out of the subway looking like an idiot with my phone and my earbuds in trying to watch it on ESPN or whatever it is. And it's just not loading and I look crazy when it's me getting frustrated.
Oh, okay. All right. It's been a while. Doesn't Subway have, isn't it connected where you can watch things the whole way?
No, there's still very, very bad signal.
Oh, in the tunnel, right?
Yeah. Going from Manhattan to Queens is not good.
Okay. You only can have the, only at the stops you have service.
Yep.
Okay. What a world. It's that New York City life. No thanks. But I'm happy that you're great. That's all that matters to me. I know everybody in Indiana feels great. Walked out of the studio yesterday and it was an ass whooping. Last night, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 21 points, 8 turnovers. Tyrese Halliburton did play 14 points, 5 assists. He didn't need to go out there and score. Obi Toppin led the Pacers with 20 points. Nembhard woke up and had 17. Siakam had 16. Pacers just moved the rock around. This is really one of those games where everybody just woke up, at least from the Oklahoma City Thunder side, and just said, you know what? Let's just try to win, kind of. Like, we got our backs aren't up against the wall. We got 2 chances to do this. And if we lose, we just go back home and try to finish them off there. I think that was the approach of OKC. They sucked. The game sucked. Sitting here in the studio watching it sucked. Leaving after the end, just thinking about what we saw was garbage. And I'm just like, okay. But this is what we wanted, right? I didn't expect 3 games. I did not expect 7 games. I thought that we would be done in 6 max. I thought that OKC was going to handle the Pacers yesterday and just send them packing. But it's human nature. He's just like, oh, well, I think we got it in the bag, and you're a little relaxed, and you don't take advantage of what you need to, and the next thing you know, you lose. That's just what it is. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander knows they suck. Mark Daigneault knows they stunk. Jalen Williams, he sucked. They all suck. Listen, Jalen Williams, tell me what we don't already know. He said our defense sucked. Yeah, I know.
Our defense wasn't very good. And when you're constantly taking the ball out and you're playing against a set defense over and over again, that's part of it. Other part, we didn't do a good job trusting each other to make the next play like we did game five. So we'll look at some things. Obviously, they made a couple adjustments, so we'll look at that too. But a lot of it was, yeah, just not trusting each other to make the right plays. And that starts with me being better.
Well, he went from a playoff career high 40 points. He had 16 points last night. 0-4 from downtown. Hey, let's continue on before we talk about some positive things. Let's listen to more people who say that they suck. Mark Daigneault, the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, he said, yeah, I know. We suck. The offense was terrible.
Obviously, it was a very poor performance by us, but there's two teams out there. You know, I want to give Indiana credit for the way they defended, the way they competed in the game. The way they played all the way around, you know, they had a lot to do with it. And there was stuff that I thought we could have controlled that could have been better. So we have to own that. We'll look at it. We'll learn from it like we always do. And then we got to obviously be much better going into game seven.
Game seven. Yeah, they can't be as bad as they were yesterday, right? Like there's no way in hell they're going to enter into the game, game seven on their home court, down by like 20 points at halftime. Like that ain't happening. But you know, let's complete the trifecta. We heard from Jalen Williams, we heard from Mark Daigneault. Now let's listen to the MVP of the team. Let's listen to the MVP of the NBA. Let's listen to Mr. 8 turnovers himself, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, tell us what we already know. They sucked.
The way I see it is we suck tonight. We have to learn the lessons. And we have one game for everything we've worked for, and so do they. And the better team Sunday will win.
Yeah, the better team Sunday. Well, yeah, they will. I'm not going to keep anybody in suspense. I've been saying it before the series started. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to win the NBA Finals, okay? And if the Pacers win, and God bless Tyrese Halliburton running around on that bum leg where he found some juice in it. Whatever treatment they gave him worked. You know, I don't know, five people rubbing on his leg. Maybe they gave him a shot. Here's a pill. They strapped him up to Normatec. I don't know what they did for this guy. Probably got round-the-clock treatment. Leg feels good. And now he's going to have a couple of days, Friday and Saturday, to recuperate. This should be fun. Well, for him at least. He turned things around. He wasn't thought to have been playing in this game, and he showed up. Tyrese Halliburton, 14 points, 5 assists. He said, yeah, if I think that I was going to suck and I couldn't play, I would have sat my behind on the bench.
I had to have an honest conversation with the coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down. Like, that's obviously I want to be on the floor, but I want to win, you know, more than anything. So I just had to have an honest conversation with coach. But yeah, I want to be on the floor, and if I have the ability to, if I can, like I said, if I can walk, then I want to be out there.
If I can walk out, I didn't doubt that the guy was going to play. I think most people felt that he was going to go out there and at least try, and he did. He played 14 points, 5 assists. It's not no, you know, 18-10 type game. This is not looking at his season averages. He didn't have to knock down a ridiculous game winner like he's done all throughout the NBA playoffs. But you got to give Tyrese Halliburton credit. And I don't think there are going to be any issues with him physically by the time we get to Sunday. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Willie is calling from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Willie?
How you doing, JR? First-time caller, baby.
Well, thank you so much. What's up with you? What's on your mind?
You know what? I called yesterday at 2:14 in the morning to Mr. Pat Boyle, and I told him if Mr. Nembhard turns it on, and defense, as well as offense, that they were gonna win it, and they're getting the momentum for Game 7 to win it all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. Of course, you need other guys to step up when your star player, Halliburton, is hurt. Momentum, I'm not so sure. I mean, when you go into a winner-take-all, it's not like the Pacers were down 3-0 and now they've won three straight games. I don't know if the momentum is on anybody's side. I would just say that at this point, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're the ones who have – they got home court advantage right now, Willie. So I'm going to lean towards the Thunder. You telling me you think the Pacers are going to win?
You know what? To me, momentum is everything. I mean, I have played soccer. I didn't play basketball. And you know what? Momentum can take you as far as – and then it's a big, huge game for them. So momentum plus that, I get it. I think so.
Okay. All right. That was a long way to tell me the Pacers are going to win. Well, hey, Willie, either way – yeah. Either way, let's have a talk about it on Monday, okay?
Hey, you got it.
All right. Where you going? All I hear is wind. Where you going?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's my AC, man. Right now it's like 115 out here.
Oh, that's
I got to have my AC in my car.
Yeah, it sounds normal, Willie. Well, you stay hydrated, okay? You getting hydrated with agua or cervezas?
You know what? Actually, a diet. Diet soda.
Okay.
I'm inside my car, so I'm good.
Oh no, I'm not. I hope you're not drinking a beer while you're driving. I'm not advocating for that. But whatever you do this weekend, enjoy the game, okay?
Hey, buddy. Thank you. Right. Great calling. Great
you
call.
Too.
Thank
hey,
you.
Call back on Monday, Willie. Thank you for calling from Arizona. Thank you so much, hey, Willie from Arizona. Yeah, I wasn't advocating that the guy. Drink beer while he's driving his vehicle. I'm not doing that. Just wherever you park your car at when you get out, are you having beer or are you having water? You got to be refreshed. It's 115 degrees outside, right? That's nothing. That 115 is nothing. Wait until we get to, I don't know, 130 degree temperatures on Earth. Let me know how people feel about that one, okay? Bacha, how much time we got on Earth before it's like 130 somewhere, huh?
I'd say a couple thousand years.
A couple thousand, you think?
130 consistently?
Well, not every day, bro.
Well, 130 happens sometimes, doesn't it?
Like Death Valley in the middle of nowhere. I mean, where you can walk outside in Phoenix and it's just like, hey, bro, it's a heat wave. Well, what is it? Like, it's just 130 for 3 days.
I could say like 3 weeks, 4 weeks for them. Because summer just started today, technically.
No, it's not. You're saying 3 weeks from now?
I'm just saying there's a heat wave coming next week for the Northeast.
Oh my goodness! So hey, Bacha, don't worry about it.
We're gonna hit 97 next week.
Bacha, I was asking when are we gonna get 100 and how many more years before we? It was not even a joke. It was just an ass statement to say it's hot outside. The world is getting hotter. Imagine one day it's 130 degrees every day in a place like Phoenix, you know, for like 3 days in a row. Is it going to take 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years? Bacha, you think it's too hard.
Hey, okay, fine. I'd say it
gets hot. It gets hot all over the place, Bacha, okay?
Got it.
It gets hot. It does. It doesn't get 130 degrees hot, okay? Most places. I'm not going into Death Valley. You know anybody who lives out there?
Nope. Not at all, and I don't think anyone wants to live out there.
Do you know anybody who just lives, like, flat in the Sahara?
I had to think about that one, no.
Yeah, so there we go. Let me know if you ever find anybody that just lives consistently in 130-degree temps. And let me know what they look like. Probably a raisin. They probably look like a raisin. Anyway, shout-outs to everybody out there dealing with the heat. It's about to get hotter, I think, in a lot of places all over the country. And so, yeah, go ahead. Get hydrated. Drink some water. Drink, I don't know, a Diet Coke. I'm not drinking a Diet Coke. For all of that, just give me a beer, all right? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm looking forward to this. Hey, Bacha, who do you think is winning? I got the Thunder on Sunday at home. Who are you rolling with?
I would traditionally say the Thunder, but every time I think there's going to be a blowout and the Thunder are going to finish them off, the Pacers win. So I'm going to ride the hot hand and go with the Pacers.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what they do come Sunday. Whether or not all of these dudes who stepped up big time, T.J. McConnell off the bench last night with 12 points, Obi Toppin with 20, are they going to replicate the same production on the road in a game seven? When the shots aren't falling, you going to rebound? If you can't rebound, are you going to dive onto the floor? If you can't do that, are you going to get a necessary foul? There's so many things down the line that you have to do if you want to walk away with a victory. There is only one more game here. And Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers forcing a game seven, he says, you know what? Yeah, we won game six. Yeah, we extended our season. None of it matters if we don't get the job done.
What's happened in the past doesn't matter. What happened today doesn't matter. You know, it's all about one game, you know, and approaching that the right way. So everybody's got to take care of their bodies. Good couple film sessions, you know, good preparation, you know, to get ready for that and let the cards fall where they may.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. We haven't had like a game seven since, I believe, 2016. It's been a while. It's been about a decade. Game seven, Sunday night. I'm mad I got to wait until Sunday night. Screw me. I'm like, I want to watch the basketball game at 4:30, get it over with, and go to sleep. I want to be sitting around on Sunday night, late at night, watching the end of the game and thinking about Monday. Just give me basketball in the afternoon. Bring it back that way. If the Florida Panthers can have a stupid parade on Sunday at noon, and we can have a basketball game in the afternoon. We certainly can. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much to get into, so much to discuss. We got Andrew Schlecht, who's going to join us to talk some NBA hoops. We'll take a look at this series as Andrew will join us in about 2 hours from now. We'll talk about Caitlin Clark since we are on the subject of Indianapolis. I don't know if Caitlin Clark is on like a little bit of a heel turn, but... People getting fired for supporting her. Things are wild out there. Sammy Sosa is back with the Cubs, the Dodgers, and the Padres. They hate each other. Angel Reese is criticized, and she's like, screw y'all, I'm going to make my money. We're going to do the Friday Funny. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Rafael Devers, he's going to be taking on the Red Sox this weekend, starting tonight. Sounds like a lot of fun. The number again, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about the Stanley Cup Finals. Oh, yeah, it's done. It's over. The Florida Panthers won. They beat Edmonton again. I just told you about the parade. But I got to tell you that, unfortunately, it appears that not a lot of people watched. We'll talk about that on the other side. We got so much to do here on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Good luck to those young people and find better. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before we went to break, we talked about the NBA Finals. We got a game seven. It's kind of crazy. We got the NBA Finals going longer than the NHL Stanley Cup. I thought that was going to go seven games. And here we got the NBA. They're the ones that are stretching things out. Finals won't be done until Sunday. It was two nights ago already on Wednesday that we had the Florida Panthers go out there and defeat the Edmonton Oilers for the second consecutive season. But this is the... I don't want to say the bad part about things. This is the unfortunate aspect. There weren't a lot of people who watched the Stanley Cup Finals. Well, let me not even say that. There were less people who watched the Stanley Cup Finals this year than in years past. A matter of fact, the ratings were down 33% from last year. So just the game clincher this past Wednesday, it was the lowest game six rating since 1994 when we had the Canucks and the Rangers. I mean, for the entire series, it averaged 2.8 million viewers. And you would think with all the scoring that there'd be a lot of excitement surrounding the Stanley Cup, that people would be tuning in casually because it's the championship. This is a rematch from last year. You thought that more people would be interested, but the answer is no. And I guess we can pretty much apply the same theory against across the board for everybody and everything except for the NFL, including the NBA in this. People always want to bemoan the NBA and its ratings. It's just like, well, there's a crap ton of people online who are consuming basketball that don't necessarily have to watch 48 minutes of the game, you know, on a cable box or streaming. I guess those people don't matter. I digress. I think the NHL is fine, right? Right? I mean, everybody is watching things in a different way. I don't think the NHL has the same, you know, social media power or reach of the NBA, or not, certainly not the NFL. But I would assume that their audience is pretty fragmented between digital usage and traditional television and streaming just as well. It just sucks because some of the scores that we had in the Stanley Cup were amazing. Like, you can't make some of the subs. Like, every match, every score was just like, here's six goals, here's six goals. And so if we go back just to game one, we got seven goals in overtime. The next game, we had nine goals. After that, seven. Nine. Seven. And I said 2 days ago is when things ended. No. It was Tuesday. Time flies when you're having fun. The Panthers beat the Oilers 5-1. These are some good matchups to watch. Botcher, why do you think these ratings are lower than last year? You would think people would be interested in seeing a rematch.
I think, isn't this the first year it's on TNT for the final? I think that might have been an issue, just like trying to find the games for certain people. And I don't know, maybe people don't want to see back-to-back rematches for hockey compared to other sports.
Why would that be? Why would that factor
because,
in?
Because, I don't know, like, to be fair, the casual hockey fan's not going to know off the top of their head the storylines that are going on in the NHL. They're not going to know that Tkachuk was playing through injury. They're not going to know all of that. So how are they going to remember that it was them last year and it was a 3-0 comeback that they almost won, the Oilers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a casual fan, you're right about that. But the rematch, the storyline kind of writes itself. What would have been, is there any matchup that would suck in a casual fan? What would be the most intriguing matchup? I couldn't even say one exists.
I would have said the Maple Leafs would probably rally the entirety of Canada versus, sure, I don't know, Ovechkin. That would have probably been, but that at the same conference, so I think that would have worked, but still.
Oh, the East, you're right about that.
Yeah.
But it'd have to be the Maple Leafs versus what, the Knights or something like that?
Probably.
Los Angeles, maybe. I guess, I don't know. I find hockey to be in the same space as baseball. Very, very regional. It's that, like, you care about the team that's in your area. We had Gary Bettman, who is the commissioner of the NHL. He pretty much said that we as the NHL probably need to do a better job when we negotiate our television contracts in trying to be more of a national brand. And what that means is highlighting a lot of your stars consistently all over the country. You know, like, baseball is spread so damn thin. They're everywhere. They're like crap that you threw against the wall. It's just all over the place. The NHL is no different. It's like, where the hell am I watching hockey? I mean, they complain and now they're no longer there. They're like, oh, well, we're not even on ESPN. Or, well, now we're on TNT. Well, where can we find you? Ain't no damn, there is, no disrespect. We got spring football on national television. I could turn on a TV in April on a Saturday afternoon, I don't know, at 1 p.m. And there's a bunch of guys running around in an empty stadium playing football that I've never seen in my life before. There's no damn hockey. Botcher, they don't, I do hate this. I hate the fact. And this is what it is. It's where we live in. If there was an interest there, it would certainly be nationally televised. It sucks that you got to pay to watch the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, but that's, I guess it's not a big enough sport, so you can't really blame them where they're getting their money. But it, of course, you want to see the most on non-cable.
What do you mean? You can't blame them for where they're getting their money.
Yeah, they're signed the contract. They want to make the money with the deal with TNT and Turner. Don't blame them.
Yeah, I don't blame them either. But it stinks. But that's a part of, you have to have a lead up to marketing. You know, you have to actually market the stars. I think it's terrible. I can understand anybody taking money, but you have to be strategic about it. You know, Major League Baseball is just like, we'll take money from Roku. Let Roku play our game. Well, that might be smart in one degree, because Roku is certainly in a lot of households now. People got Roku boxes instead of cable boxes. I get and understand that. But Major League Baseball will take money from Roku, and then they'll take money from Apple for a Friday night. And then they'll be like, yeah, let's keep the Saturday afternoon on Fox. And it's just, it's too much. There comes a point in time where you got to be smart and consolidate. Like, everybody knows the world is going towards streaming. And so just taking money is nuts. And yeah, you got to pay for that. I got to pay for electricity to watch TV. I got to pay for a cable box. I got to pay for this. I got to pay for this subscription. I just think hockey can do a better job marketing their stars. But hey, hockey in America, it's a niche sport. It is. You got to be a diehard. You really got to be interested. Nobody's just going to wake up and go, hey, you know, oh, I got hockey tickets. I'm just going to show up. It's not like, hey, come to the NFL game or just come hang out at a basketball game. But it's just so much more entertainment. Let's listen to Gary Bettman. This is a couple of weeks ago. He was chatting with Bloomberg about the playoff viewership that now we know has declined, like everything in the world.
Actually, on a North American basis, which is how we look at these things, because we're a little bit different than baseball, basketball, and football, because 7 of our 32 teams are in Canada and they don't show up in U.S. ratings. But when you look at North America as a whole, we're about flat, and you have to take into account that this may be the first time in the history of the NHL where none of the four original six U.S. teams were in the playoffs. So it's a little bit of apples and oranges, but when you look at it on a North American basis, it's fine. When you look at, for example, Game 7 in last year's Stanley Cup Final, which was, this is a redo this year, Edmonton and Florida, I think we drew 16 or 17 million fans North American-wide, and I think we had about 9 million in the United States. And the final game of Four Nations was right at about the same level. And so our ratings are strong. We tend to be a little bit variable. But don't just look at the U.S.
Man, when you got to talk that much, you just explaining away nothing. Like, man, they started... Marco, you heard that? They started cutting him off. They're like, man, we got it. We got to get out of here, man. Stop rambling.
He got the Oscar music. That's what he got.
He's being a lawyer. Like, the ratings are down, the ratings are down. What are you? It's a lawyer and having the artist saying nothing. That's what he was doing there.
And that's basically what it is. When you have no answer, you ramble and you go all over the place, and that's what everybody does because they don't want to answer the straight question, which is, you're right, it is down.
Yeah, and then those six original NHL teams that Gary Bettman mentioned, you got the Boston Bruins, the Chicago Blackhawks, the Red Wings, the Montreal Canadiens, the New York Rangers, and the Toronto Maple Leafs. This is my thoughts. I don't think any of those teams would have made a difference when it came down to the ratings. I mean, outside of looking at the market size, whatever, okay? Everything is down. Ratings are down. Looking at television ratings to calculate this or that and throwing in streaming. It's a complex art right now. I wouldn't want to be anybody measuring anybody's viewing habits. I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to throw in TikTok? What are we doing here?
Look, all this stuff is getting more and more confusing, but didn't they kind of like add in the streaming with Nielsen to try to be able to figure out some of the ratings? Because the ratings itself were complicated before. When you had six channels, it made no sense how the Nielsen kind of did what they did. But they're adding in the streaming now. They're trying to figure out what the hell people are watching. And it's a convoluted system, but it's what we have. And you have to rate. Like, that's what it is. We have to figure it out.
Wouldn't you say? And now in streaming, how many people are stealing the content to view it? Let's think about this. Exactly. If we think about Game 7 on Sunday night, And granted, it's nationally televised. How many people don't even have a traditional antenna in their house just to get over the air? I don't know.
Almost 50% now, it feels like, right?
Right? Like, you don't, and I don't even know, our TVs, do they have antennas built in to catch over the air? I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think so either, but I don't know that.
Let me tell you, man. I got a TV in my house with a small antenna in the back, and it was by luck that I had it. Marco, you love, this is from the 80s, Marco. It's an RF-UHF adapter that I have plugged into a fancy TV in my house, and by that, it catches the over-the-air signal. It's almost like an accident, yes.
That is an accident, I think, because there's no it more is. Antennas on houses or roofs or anywhere. Like, right. You're not supposed to get it.
We still have signal via antenna, yes, that exists. And so my old adapter from my old box TV is in the back to the screwed into the coax, and it catches over-the-air signal.
Damn, you got the Nintendo hooked up in there too, or no?
No, that's in another room.
All right, okay.
The cartridges don't work anymore.
All right, blow on them.
No, they're done. The cartridges have batteries in there. They got batteries.
They do? Is that what that thing
have
was?
A shelf life, bro.
Is that what we were blowing on, the batteries?
No, you blew the dust off of the cartridge. But wow. the cartridge has a battery in it.
Huh.
And so you can play the game, but the memory in the actual cartridge is done.
Oh, okay. So you can't save your progress, but you can play the game itself.
You can't. So if you're playing Mario Brothers, forget about it. You're starting on level one, world one every single time.
You know what? Put a day aside.
A day?
Nonstop.
A day? Well, Bacha, how long would that... You played Mario 1, Bacha?
The original?
Yes.
On like a computer, yeah. Nah, not on like a traditional.
Come on.
Yeah, it's more than a day. How many? What is that?
Come on. It's like 20 years before he was born. No way.
Super Mario Bros. For the DS came out in the Wii, and that was huge. Oh, man.
I don't know. The DS was the handheld one, right?
Yeah, that was huge.
And then 20 years. Was that 20 years ago?
That's got to be close to it.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about 40, 45 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Marco, man. A day, you could do it in a day. Like nonstop consecutive from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. the next day, you could do Mario.
I might.
Yeah.
I might.
Damn.
I might. I don't know.
Damn.
My playing days, I don't know if my hands would be able to handle that cube.
Square.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my hands would give out after a while my brain would go to mush.
You think about how they took those controllers, those things were perfect squares. All of a sudden, now they are ergonomically fit for your hand. Like, look at that controller and look at the controller from a PlayStation, right?
Yeah, they didn't care if we were okay or not.
No, everybody just had carpal tunnel.
Yeah, you got carpal tunnel, not my problem. There's two buttons. Figure it out.
Yeah, I appreciated that. A whole lot easier to go A and B versus all this crap that we got now. No thanks. Decline. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. There you go. The NHL, they can improve ratings by throwing it on the new Nintendo system that just came out that I only found out about last week. What am I on? It's the JR Sport Brief Show. When we come back, we'll talk about Kevin Durant. We'll get into the Dodgers and Padres. They hate each other's guts. Sammy Sosa no longer hating Chicago and the Cubs. They love him. But right now, it's time for a newsflash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
No, but I need you to think. Use your brain. Act like you're in school. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Before we went to break, we talked business, we talked numbers, we talked money, we talked marketing. We talked about these ratings for the NHL Stanley Cup Finals that fell. They averaged about 2.5 to 3 million viewers each game. It's like, hey, they want to grow. They gotta start marketing their players. You gotta get them out front. And I get it. A lot of hockey players are like, hey, I play hockey. I'm not out here trying to be a fashion icon, a business tycoon and whatnot. But you have to identify the stars and the individuals that do have personalities, and you have to sell them to the country if you want to continue to grow and not be considered a niche or a local sport. And so anyway, we'll see what happens during the parade on Sunday. A lot of people will be tuned in and locked into that, probably just only down in South Florida. But speaking of money, Well, this is big money. This is oil money. Kevin Durant is investing and now has a portion of Paris Saint-Germain. That's PSG. All my soccer fans and football fans out there. And so Kevin Durant already had a piece of the Philadelphia Union. And now he's picking up some out in this big team in Paris. And if you're not familiar, this is like PSG not too long ago. They had akin to what Kevin Durant is going through right now. They slapped together three stars, Mbappe and Neymar, and then also Messi before he came here to the States to play for Miami. And they stunk. They were all hurt and busted up and old. Well, Mbappe's not old. Neymar busted up. Messi old. But anyway, it didn't work out. And PSG is doing better now. And so Kevin Durant is now going to have a stake in PSG, which is owned by Qatar Sports Investments. They've had the team for about 15 years. Something that the NBA, NFL are all trying to avoid is, outside oil money coming in to just snatch up all of our local teams. So good luck to Kevin Durant in this venture. This man is continuing to go out there and get him some money. At the same time, Kevin Durant is also very, very active on social media. And why is he active again? He's responding to some comments made by DeMarcus Cousins. Like, you can't find anything better to respond to. Isn't the same guy that was fighting a guy in Puerto Rico trying to beat up all the fans last week? Anyway, DeMarcus Cousins was on the Run It Back podcast because he wasn't beating up fans at a basketball game. And he said that the Phoenix Suns, the super team that I just told you stunk last year with Beal and Booker and Durant, he said that they were actually having physical fist fights in the locker room.
Like I said, it was never meant for success. So even through all the chaos that happened in Phoenix, and it was a lot of things that happened, it was a lot of things that haven't been reported. I don't want to be the guy to report it, but I've definitely heard of some of the, you know, negative things in the locker room. It was a couple of fist fights. There was a lot going on that obviously carries over into the court. So, for him to be the so-called blame of the negative seasons they've had, I think it's completely unfair.
Hold on. Boogie, are you saying there were fist fights in the Suns locker room amongst the Suns?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. I don't want to have to be the guy to report this. But I'm going to say this anyway. Why you open up your mouth? And of course, Kevin Durant responded. Where else? On Twitter, on X. He says, I have to contest this 94-footer. Yeah, Hail Mary. This is some BS to throw on us. Yeah. We were trash this year. Ha, ha, ha. But we never got close to this. Never. Kevin Durant says we wasn't fighting in the locker room. And I think if they were fighting in the locker room, we would have heard about this a long time ago. I got to be honest. DeMarcus Cousins replied, of course, the source was one of your teammates. And I wasn't referring to you. Save this crap for the others. Oh, here we go. What is the Botch, is DeMarcus Cousins ever happy? He just wants to fight everybody?
That's always been him, though. So I feel like if he's not fighting, there's an issue.
He wants to fight Kevin Durant now?
Well, they were teammates. So maybe they had some beef in 2019.
Oh, my God. Oh, just, I don't know. The guy wants to fight people in Puerto Rico, wants to fight people back in the NBA. He wanted to do everything except for lose weight. Anyway, Kevin Durant responded because that's what you do on the internet, right? He says, whoa. I don't want no problems with you or anybody on earth. I promise. All I'm saying is your source is lying. And there we have it. And I got to be honest, DeMarcus Cousins, I don't want to be the one to report this, but I'm going to report this and say this. Well, why open up your mouth anyway? We know the Phoenix Suns suck. They only won 36 games this season. 36 games. You would have told me a team with Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and Durant won 36 games. I go, who got hurt? And what was around them? Probably bums, because you got to pay the three of these guys. And Kevin Durant doesn't have to worry about it. He's going to be out the door and gone sooner than later. Apparently, Kevin Durant might get moved as soon as next week. And I mean, in his world, I guess it'd be a possibility. Maybe one day he goes and he won't. He plays basketball in Paris. He won a gold medal in Paris. Now owns a part of a Parisian football club, one of the biggest soccer clubs on planet Earth, PSG. Yeah, Kevin Durant is just, he's just winning. This week it's PSG. Next week it could be the Rockets. It could be the Heat. I don't know, maybe he changes his mind and says it could be Minnesota. But I commend Kevin Durant. A lot of times he's talking crap to people online. Today, Kevin Durant was just like, I'm going to show love. Well, to at least let DeMarcus Cousins know that I don't want to fight you. DeMarcus Cousins wants to fight everybody. He should just go learn how to be an MMA fighter. Go learn that instead. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, ain't going to be no love here. There's going to be a lot of fighting. We've seen a lot of fighting. The Dodgers and the Padres hate each other. They were trying to hurt Shohei Ohtani. They were trying to hurt Tatis. Baseball needs more fighting. I said it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.